This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And now.
Hello, this is Bill Belichick. I want to reach out to you in these uncertain and unprecedented times to let you know that I and the New England Patriots are behind you.
We are all Patriots.
We are all in this together.
Cultural change is hard.
When you left, did you feel like there was some sort of a weight lifted?
Maybe a little bit. I just like enjoying the game.
To appreciate it and have fun.
I enjoy having fun.
Look like you're having a lot of fun out there today.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and be safe tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
The athletically gifted Greg Hill.
You look like a hobo today.
What do you mean?
The hat.
Yeah. Are you
wearing a hat?
It's yes.
Odd look. Yeah.
It's gotten to that
He's got
point.
A cap on.
I wear hats on the weekends. I just
no,
decided.
No, you don't.
No.
Danielle, how would you know what I wear on the weekend?
Why are you post videos of yourself attempting to run.
I mean, I took a shower this morning. Don't worry about it.
Then why would you wear the hat?
Because I just wanted to.
Day 15 of COVID, Greg bragging about showering.
Didn't shower.
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
Well, I mean, it's four text messages in a row about the laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Holy S, what happened to this show? Between Nick and Danielle, it's like America's worst comic.
Oh, shoot. I laughed at the guy's thing.
But it's true, though.
I even
Together, we are the America's worst comic.
Joined by...
Yeah.
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
I know what it's like for your dad to present you with more opportunities than you deserve. I know what it's like. I have only dined off silver spoons my entire life.
Innuendo.
Bill Belichick is the Antichrist. God. If COVID-19 God. Were a person. Oh.
God.
And behind the glass, two people New England would like to shut the hell up, Ken and Curtis.
Thank God Curtis was a part of that interview. Oh, man. Yep. Softballs everywhere else. Including Fitzy was...
Brought the
fanboy question. Like
I know.
Who cares
that
you asked Brady
you know
the
what?
Fanboy
it's
question?
Actually... Sorry about the context, Ken, number one. I know you've been sitting on this for an hour long, like one of your sour lentil farts.
Wes,
but
I
for God's
Tom
sakes,
the
for God's sakes,
every week?
Lentil farts.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
It's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it.
Where the
get drunk before everything closes.
All the fields.
Cover it. Cover it.
Just ride it. Ride that sucker right through.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
You got that right.
Pause for a moment right off the start and reflect on the fact that if it were not for the new normal, we would be broadcasting right this moment from Fenway Park for the Red Sox home opener.
Oh, that hurts.
Wow.
Does that hurt, Ken?
Oh.
Today would be opening day at Fenway Park.
Oh.
Meanwhile,
where's Dick Flavin?
I know. I hope somebody is checking on Dick from a suitable distance.
Yes.
What are you supposed to deliver? Fruit juice and the like? Hydration materials?
Yeah,
for those Pedialyte. For those who are of a certain age?
Cracker Jacks.
What do you think, Ken? We don't have time right now, but I guess at some point we should talk about the fact that Major League Baseball wants to get everything going on the 4th of July. What do you think about that?
I mean, they're delusional.
You think they're delusional?
Although in trending, I'll tell you about Scott Boras's plan. I think it's kind of interesting.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I think it's a Thursday. Is that what it is? Is it Thursday?
I think so.
All right. Week number 3 of self-isolation, and we got a lot to cover on the show this morning. That will include the dumbest of the day coming up at 6:45 this morning. Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer happening during the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:45 or thereabouts. So we'll have a special COVID-19 emergency edition of Ask an Attorney, and Larry will answer all of your legal questions for free. Brady Week continues with Heath Evans joining us at 8:30 this morning. Is that correct, Curtis?
Yes, sir.
All right, and we'll get to the top 5 most beautiful briefing moments from the White House briefing yesterday at about 8 or a little after 8 on today's show. If you would like to call and you'd like to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text at any time on the text line, which is 37937.
This is The League.
Ken, I don't know where you're coming up with this, with these lead choices, but who is that?
Well, that, of course, is your favorite Tom Hanks movie, That Thing You Do.
Yes.
And
yes.
Unfortunately, the man who wrote that song, Adam Schlesinger, has passed away from coronavirus at the age of 52. Fitzy alerted me to this yesterday.
Yes, the lead singer of Fountains of Wayne has passed away. And at some point, maybe we'll get an audio eulogy. But I mean, probably biggest hit would be Stacey's Mom, correct? I think their biggest, their biggest hit.
She's very upset.
Yes. All right. Well, what's your lead this morning, Ken?
Why is there no national shutdown? And by the way, on top of that, why have we not ended state-to-state travel? But I know a couple states trickled in yesterday, and leaving it up to governors is a terrible idea. Did you hear the Georgia governor, Brian Kemp, discussing why he what was the breaking point for him? He finally caved in, and he ordered the statewide lockdown.
Yeah.
If this is somehow this is not dumbest of the day, it should be.
The CDC has announced that individuals can be infected and begin to spread coronavirus earlier than previously thought, even if they have no symptoms. From a public health standpoint, this is a revelation and a game changer.
It's a game-changing revelation that the Georgia governor found out yesterday that you can pass coronavirus before you show symptoms.
Well, he's a little bit behind. I don't know.
We are doomed. Maybe. We do
things at a different pace around here than the rest of y'all do, which is fine. My money is still on General Lee staging a 28-3 comeback versus the railroad people.
Well, maybe the mail is a little bit behind down there or something. Yeah. So you want a national shutdown? There's a lot of people, I feel like, who are saying that now, Ken.
Right, because Trump's finally taking it serious. I think we're only at 5 states left, but, you know, way late on this.
But it's not, when you say shutdown, that's different than the stay-at-home guidance. Everybody's giving the stay-at-home guidance. You want the federal government to come in and order everybody to stay at home, correct?
How about everybody on the same page, instead of guidance, how about the president says, hey, look, everybody, stay at home unless you have essential business across the board.
He said that.
No, well, 5 states are not doing it. So what about Missouri? What about Iowa? I mean, and these are people that are going to travel freely to Massachusetts. This affects us. We might do the right thing here and then pay the price for this later.
Can I ask you a question? When you get up in the morning and you have to go pee-pee, can you do that without the government telling you to do it? Or do you need them to advise
you on
that?
It's wartime. I'd like to get approval at this
point.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Curtis, what do you got?
All right. Well, next Wednesday, my favorite person on the planet, Mr. Thomas Brady, will be joining Howie Hampton's Howard Stern.
Huh.
And this is the latest and greatest example of how Tom Brady has outgrown the Patriots and New England. He is an international icon and brand, and he is spreading that around the country and around the globe. And guess what? New England Patriots fans, wake up to the news that you will have Spiro Ditas and the D team of CBS calling your games next year. You will be longing for the days of Dan Fouts and Ian Eagle.
Oh.
You are irrelevant.
We're not going to get Romo?
Oh, God. Romo won't even. Are you kidding me? You won't sniff Romo.
Are we going to get any Sunday night in America games?
You will get no Good Morning Friends, no Al Michaels, no Chris Collinsworth, none of it.
We're irrelevant now. That's what you're saying.
Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer do not sell nationally.
All right. Nick, what do you got?
Well, we'll see, because it may not just be Jarrett Stidham and Hoyer the Destroyer coming up. For yesterday, Ken's great hope at the quarterback position, Cody Kessler, was released by the New England Patriots, adding further intrigue to the quarterback position going forward. Will they sign another veteran backup? No, this does not mean they're bringing in Cameron Newton. Will they wait for a camp cut, or 3 weeks from tonight, in what will likely be the largest live sporting event of the first half of 2020, who will the Patriots target in the 2020 NFL draft? I think this means that the Patriots go mid-round for another quarterback along the lines of Stidham, just to further solidify or gamble at the position. I think they're behind Stidham, Greg, but I think also they're gonna do themselves a favor, grab somebody else.
Get a little insurance else. Just in case.
Just take a flyer on someone middle round.
Yeah. All right. From her home on the North Shore, Danielle, what do you got for a lead this morning?
Well, it just shows that people are eager to get out of the house and not be stuck and not do normal thing, or not do normal things, to use a double negative like Wiggy. Cruise ship bookings for next year are up 9% already.
I don't understand how people are still on cruise ships. Like, all these cruise ships are going to be docking in Florida with their ill and their sick.
How are we still having domestic air travel?
I don't know. I don't know.
There are 6,000 people, I read yesterday, on cruise ships around the world.
Yep.
But
people are booking them for next year. Because the deals are great.
Is one of them the governor of Georgia and his wife? I mean, how did these people not understand that you shouldn't be on getting on a cruise ship within the last couple of weeks?
From a public health standpoint, this is a revelation.
People are probably booking them because they're a deal, Danielle. That's
exactly
why you can't.
Kathy Lee Gifford told me now was a great time to get on board a Carnival.
All right, so cruise bookings are up.
Yep,
that's
up.
Good news for the economy.
Sure.
I have been accused by some of not being sensitive enough when it comes to the concern that Ken is expressing, and Nick and Danielle and others, over the COVID-19 crisis. However, for me, S got real yesterday when the news broke that American hero Joe Exotic now sits in a Texas federal prison in 14-day corona isolation.
Oh, boy.
Joe's fourth husband, Dylan, says that officials have cut off contact between he and the Tiger King.
Uh-oh.
And they are awaiting the results of the corona test on Joe Exotic. If America loses Joe Exotic, this is going to be an absolute nightmare.
That's the tipping point.
It's going to be the tipping point.
Danielle Hillman curse party of one. Your Joe Exotic is ready.
For real.
What if something untoward happens to Joe and Joe moves on to shakes loose this mortal coil before knowing whether or not Carol Baskin killed her husband?
Thursday, 6:13. Let's just mark the time in case we have to come back and get this audio once this happens.
You're asking who's actually flying anyplace? I guarantee you, if Joe is on his deathbed, Carol flies to there, grabs him by the hand and says, I murdered him. Good night, sweet prince.
Deathbed confession? Yeah. 100%. All right. Well, anyway, if you'd like to call, you'd like to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up after trending, never mind Dale Arnold's fear for Dr. Fauci, I have grave concern over the fate of OAN's Chanel Rion after what happened yesterday during the White House briefing. Yeah. So we'll get to that and other things coming up, but right now here is the Commonwealth's most terrified citizen, Ken Laird, with what is trending.
It's Brady Week on EEI. Tune in every day at 8:30 a.m., 12:30, 4:30, and 6:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Trending Now is brought to you by Coors Light. We all miss baseball, but take some time to remember your favorite opening day memories. Opening day dreaming delivered by Coors Light. We're going to have some baseball tonight on WEEI. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Oh. Brady Week on WEEI is brought to you by Samuel Adams, celebrating Brady's 20 years in New England. RestaurantStrong.org, the place to go, right, Hillman?
Yes. We're at $480,000, and I have yet to figure in the massive donation that is coming from Tito Beverage and the Tito's Vodka people, which is $50,000. Wow. So that will put us over the $500,000 mark that you incredibly generous people have donated to those in the restaurant and bar industry who cannot work. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Yesterday we sent out another $101,000 checks. So that brings the total to $450,000. $1,000 checks that the Greg Hill Foundation and Sam Adams has sent out. And I appreciate everybody who's given. I hope you'll keep giving. Go to RestaurantStrong.org. That's RestaurantStrong.org.
That's great. At 8:30 today, a chance to win an autographed Brady jersey on this show. Plus,
I thought
Heath
that was
Evans.
7:30.
Oh, 7:30 for that? I was told. Okay, let's do 7:30.
Well, that's what the memo said. I mean, I don't know.
Curtis, didn't you get the memo, Ken?
Curtis, do you know anything? Or,
I mean, that's probably a very good question.
You're not up to speed on that.
Oh, I would say let's do 7:30 or 8:30. But let's say 7:30 right
maybe,
now.
Maybe your unhealthy obsession with Bill Belichick and what he has done wrong is interfering with you being able to effectively do your job.
Well, that is when you know you have a disorder, when it impacts your daily life.
Well done, Greg.
So maybe autographed Brady memorabilia at some point this morning, maybe 7:30, maybe 8:30. We'll inform you later.
Kevin Falk on Dale and Keith today. Drew Bledsoe, OMF. That'll be 4:30 this afternoon.
That's a good get.
Great get.
Drew Bledsoe, good get.
Indeed. Now, I'm just reading this story. I don't have the entire details. Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Patriots sent a plane to China, and they are bringing back today a million N95 masks on the Patriots' six-time champion plane. Governor Baker struck a deal for supplies there, but needed a way to transport them.
Oh.
So the crafts got involved. They got a plane out there, and they are coming in today with that shipment.
This, Curtis, is a narrative changer right here. I mean, this completely changes your narrative. RKK sending the plane over there at his own expense to grab the masks. How big is that?
Well, it's from ill-gotten gains from Tom Brady, and unless that plane has masks and a quarterback, it still doesn't mean too much about the team.
They did cut Kessler yesterday, so maybe, breaking news, we could be making room for a QB of the future.
Robert Kraft is quoted in the piece as saying, "I've never seen so much red tape in so many ways and obstacles that we had to overcome. Those of us who are fortunate to make a difference and have a responsibility to do so with all the assets available to us," end quote. So that is great news there. As Fitzy pointed out, the Patriots released their third quarterback, Cody Kessler, who was added in September, released once, reacquired. It's an odd thing, though, Fitzy. You say draft. How about a shoe to follow more quickly, like Cam Newton, perhaps, or somebody else?
Too much money. They just there's no way without making significant sacrifices along the defensive line that they'd be able to bring in a Cam Newton now, unless some cap wizardry was performed by Curtis's number one arch nemesis. But I just can't see it happening before the draft, Ken. Mid-round flyer on a project.
Bill Belichick, meanwhile, was busy recording a COVID PSA yesterday. Would you care to hear a little bit of Bill's advice to those of us?
Hello, this is Bill Belichick. I want to reach out to you in these uncertain and unprecedented times to let you know that I and the New England Patriots are behind you. We are all in this together. Thank you to our heroic medical professionals, doctors, nurses, medical workers, and others who are selflessly and courageously doing their job to take care of others in need.
Inspirational.
It is.
That man doesn't have an ounce of emotion in his body.
That's high energy mode. That
is inspirational right there.
And tonight we will begin launching WEI Red Sox Radio Network's Classic Games Replay Series during Much Show. Starting at 7 tonight, it's a replay of the 2018 ALDS Game 1, Sox and the Yanks, from October 5th of 2018. So Mudd will be in during the he'll set up segments and talk about the game.
What do you mean he's going to set it? What is he just? He sets
well, like
it up,
little breaks,
to,
little vignettes
tells you
in between.
What's going on?
Yeah,
what's about
exactly.
to happen?
Context. He's going to provide context.
What does he say? Make sure you're listening during this next three inning span because you may hear. A certain person hit a double. Is that? I mean, is that what?
Yeah,
you,
I think little
that,
teases, that little horizontal teases, okay. Vertical teases. Yeah,
that's great.
And the jersey giveaway is at 7:30 this morning.
Right again, Hillman.
I mean, thank God I'm here to make sure everything's running smoothly. Everybody's falling apart all around me. I mean, Ken is afraid to walk into the building. Curtis is focused on his hate of Bill Belichick and his love of Tom Brady.
Yep.
Nick is worried about where he's going to get his next 400 Clorox wipes from. I mean, it's a disaster around here. All right, Ken, thank you very much. That is what is trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Come on. Love my girl. She looking good. Come on. One more.
Five to one, baby. One in five. No one here gets out alive now. You give yours, baby. I'll give mine. Gonna make it, baby, if we try.
Jong-un says they are the greatest American rock band of all time.
Not even a debate. Not a debate.
No debate there whatsoever, eh? Are you listening to a lot of music, Ken, during the shutdown?
I've been putting on those like music choice current hits things on the TV in the background because my daughter likes it. So just like current, like new hits.
Speaking of doing things during the lockdown, during the break, a 508 texter says they saw Nick jogging through the center of Newton yesterday. Why did he leave his home? Excellent question.
So now I'm being extra stalked.
Yes, you are.
Because I like a little fresh air.
Uh-oh.
Can an American not go for some cardiovascular activity before?
I mean, it seems hypocritical. I mean, you want everybody.
How so?
You were stopping and talking to all the strangers along the route, giving them hugs.
I know. Plus, with my heavy breathing.
Right.
Perhaps I was spreading COVID.
You're launching droplets.
That's
into,
right.
Into the ether.
Great band.
That is what you're. That's what, so okay, jogging okay, but somebody gathering with a relative or such, maybe three relatives, real or friends, real disaster. Okay. We're going to get to the dumbest of the day, coming up at 6:45. You noticed yesterday when I shared the recipe that I was making from Barefoot Contessa, Danielle, on our group chat.
Yes.
That Ken pointed out that it served six.
Yes.
That was rude.
And he started to shame me because he thought that perhaps I was serving six at dinner.
Right.
Literally, the gathering shaming that is going on by Ken Laird is it's getting to be somewhat frustrating.
Well, it's
I must
down from
say.
10. I'm happy about that.
That's a
this,
plus.
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
What's up, Brian?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing. First time caller. Love the show.
Thank you, Brian. Where are you from?
Great show.
Where are you from?
Ch- Chelsea, Mass.
From Chelsea, the home of Stanley Stizgrimy, are currently furloughed vice president of social media on this program. Moment of silence for Stanley Stizgrimy.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Then I'm his mail carrier.
Oh, you are?
Oh.
That's why I'm calling. I work at the ICM.
The what?
And we got no supplies.
But the postal people have no supplies?
No supplies. I work in maintenance, and I do the cleaning. I clean every day. I've been working 12-hour days.
Yeah.
We're running out of supplies. Got it. I wanted to reach out to Mr. Kraft. We're out of masks.
All right.
We need masks.
All right.
We got no masks, no gloves, and all the carriers are real concerned. I work with six cities. We got a lot of people in our building.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well,
we do Everett, Chelsea, Malden, not Malden, I'm sorry, Everett, Chelsea, Winthrop, East Boston, Somerville, and Charlestown.
Yep.
So whoever lives in those cities, we're your mailmen. And I want to give a reach out to all the postmen and all postal employees that are out in the front lines like me. And we're desperate for supplies.
Well, I think that there are a lot of people who have to work, who are essential, who are not finding the availability of masks and gloves and things. And I think that's a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where do you stand, Ken? I know you said earlier during your lead that the president should institute some kind of a federal stay-at-home order.
Mm-hmm.
For how long would that be? For 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Where do you stand on that? And then I have a follow-up.
Well, his experts are telling him now, like through May, right? Wasn't that the advice of the...
Well,
he thought June we might be coming back. I don't know. You'd have to ask the expert on that.
Okay, but you would like the... You would like
You're not the expert, Ken?
You would like...
I'll admit I'm not an expert on this.
You would like the federal government to issue a stay-at-home order.
Yes.
Do you believe that the federal government ought to tell every citizen to wear a mask? That is another thing that is being, I've noticed, an increase in the focus on that by many. Now, the president says you can wear a scarf. We discussed that during the top five best, most beautiful briefing moments yesterday. But do you think every American ought to be told they must wear a mask?
Yes, but there's no masks. I mean, that's a moot point.
There are masks.
There are not. In fact, even Trump admitted basically the stockpile is empty. They are out of masks and gowns and all kinds of things.
Well,
so.
Mike Lindell is making 50,000 masks a day.
Oh, you can't praise him. He said something good about Jesus.
By the way, I am working hard on Mike Lindell joining the program tomorrow.
Awesome.
Nice.
Brady Week ends with a bang.
Yes. Yes.
Is he going off script?
Yes. My Pillow's Mike Lindell, a very religious man, may join us on the show tomorrow morning. I'm hoping.
MyPillow.com.
Oh, Glenn's going to be pissed.
Now, I will say that I am a tad bit concerned over the fate of my favorite journalist, OAN's Chanel Rion.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently she has enraged the rest of the White House peace press corps, Danielle.
That's correct.
They're very upset with her. Apparently you're only allowed to have 15 people due to social distancing questioning the president.
Yep.
And yesterday she slid in there as a rogue, uninvited guest and asked her question of the president, and they're all very upset. Is that correct, Danielle?
They're pissed. Yeah. So she was kind of hanging out in the aisle, I think, off to the right last night during the press conference, and so everyone who was in there was really upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
She would not leave. She claimed she was there as a guest of White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, according to the LA Times.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now the White House press corps issued a statement last night. And they said they have voted to ban an outlet, which we can only assume is One America News Network, from getting a rotation in the briefing room.
Ken, that's not right.
Not right at all.
Why would you ban the network that has hired the most talented journalists?
With the plant questions from the president.
Available in our country.
OAN.
I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. Whenever OMF's interviewing Belichick, Nick sneaks in.
True. I guess this is the second time that this has happened with Chanel in violation of the social distancing policy.
Oh, boy.
So they sent out, the board sent out a letter last night, a very vague letter, but I mean, everybody knows who they're talking about.
Can we all agree that if this was Christian Amanpour, not Chanel from OAN, there wouldn't be any issue?
I will say that if Chanel needs someone to defend her honor, I am right here.
Nice.
I'm here
what
for
a guy.
I am here for Chanel. I think for those who might be saying that she was just hired for her looks or something, I believe she has. Does she have a degree from Harvard?
Harvard University.
I think so, yes.
Harvard University.
Mm-hmm. By the way, during the presser yesterday, John Roberts, I believe, was in the front row, and his wife was right behind him. I don't know they were married. Wait. Trump was even commenting on it.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Who does she work for?
I had never seen her before in my life, but she asked. She raised her hand, and he asked her a question about the guy in the front row, and then she goes, "Yeah, it keeps the marriage fresh."
That's weird.
Very odd.
Speaking of that, what do you think Melania thinks about the OAN reporter?
Oh, my God.
She's used to it.
It's her people. You know what the funny thing is? Chanel has two siblings, Barron and Channing.
Trump loves the name Barron.
Those names. What a beautiful trio right there.
Yeah. And Barron.
She was homeschooled.
Chanel. Is that you do pronounce it that way, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Chanel.
Last time I checked.
I wonder how many followers. I guarantee you she has jumped massively when it comes to followers on the Instagram. Guaranteed, Chanel. All right. Well, I demand the freedom of the press for Chanel Rion from OAN. I won't stand for anything less. Hello, David.
Good morning, everyone. Danielle and the whole
Good morning.
Crew.
What's up?
So here's my thing. Are we not in America? Isn't this supposed to be a free country, the greatest nation in the world? And now we're going to ban this idiot president that we have. He's going to ban certain news teams from coming in because he doesn't want to get hit with the hard questions.
David, I like your approach, but you're headed in the wrong direction on this one.
How?
Chanel asks, she lobs more softballs than I do to Tom Brady. She's on the president's team. She's, as Danielle said, he probably writes her questions. So it's not the president who is banning Chanel. It is the rest of the hoity-toity media.
It's Jim Acosta.
Who does not want Chanel in there.
Not at all. I'm actually on the OAN website right now. Giant picture of Trump. Headline. President Trump handling emergency well during first term.
Yeah.
There's no chance they're softballs lobbed from One America News Network.
Yes.
Mr. President, your approval ratings have been the highest they've ever been.
Yeah, see, there you go. Great question. Tough question.
She's going to come out on the other side of this with something amazing. I don't know if it's going to be a job or a disease, but it's going to be great.
On the whenever the other side is.
Right.
Which
is we don't know. We have no idea.
Nobody knows. Speaking of that, coming up at 7, if your name starts with a certain letter, you are most likely to survive and thrive during the forthcoming economic disaster. Hmm. Okay? If your name starts with a certain letter, then you will survive the forthcoming depression or recession or whatever it is going to be. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937. At 7:30, Curtis, autographed Tom Brady item. What do we have? We have a jersey, football. What do we got?
A Tom Brady autographed jersey at 7:30. I'm going to be calling from the other room.
So what would you place the value at? He's not going to be signing anymore, most likely, right?
My guess is that's pretty damn close to priceless.
Okay, so 7:30 this morning, we will give away autographed Tom Brady Patriots jersey, and we can all collectively fall into some sort of a crying jag, as they say, at that point. Brady Week continues with Heath Evans on this show at 8:30. And we will get to the dumbest of the day coming up next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Happy birthday! birthday, by the way, to the world's oldest coronavirus survivor. He lives here in the United States of America, and he turns 104 years old today. Ken.
Happy birthday, Dale.
No, it's not Dale or Glenn. Not Dale or Glenn.
This is irresponsible journalism.
Why?
Even you just even mentioning this. The guy already flirted with death once, and now you're talking about it.
Once. The guy's name is William Lapshees, and he's from Oregon, and he has survived the Spanish flu.
Wow.
The Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Serving in World War II.
Nick's parody song.
Oh, gee, I mean, I can't even get a Salk and Holly joke in.
And of course, now this pandemic. He tested positive, one of the first to be diagnosed in Oregon, and he has now been declared virus-free and celebrate yesterday to celebrate the birthday. They wheeled him out of the nursing home where he lives with a surgical mask on, and he was exposed to the virus again. And no,
and they sent Chanel Rione to cover it because now she's banned from the White House.
Here's what we need. We need, forget about harvesting this guy's genetics or antibodies. We need to find out what his diet is. I guarantee you, he is the like. I have 3 Coors Lights, a raw liver, and 4 nails every day for lunch.
No, he has a Boilermaker. Yeah. I guarantee you that he drops the shot of the whiskey into the beer, and then he smokes a butt. People outlive everybody.
He built immunity on Maddie and Nick. Whole
this, I mean, the depths of desperation that the two jackals are plumbing today. It's not even 7. My God, the food bank of terrible is empty.
Is this Trump's buddy?
What was that? Older. This is not Trump.
He's heavier.
Trump's buddy's in a coma, you insensitive.
Sorry.
Dweeb.
Maybe he's out today.
I mean, the president's friend, who's a little heavy.
And older.
The guy's in a coma.
But he's textbook. Older.
Comer.
Texters are infuriated with you saying, by the way, Ken, during your lead, that the president ought to shut the country down for 2 weeks. Stay-at-home order. Federal government. That's not their, that many of them saying that the federal government does not control what the states do. And we fought a war over that, by the way.
It's war time.
How would they enforce that? Your desire for martial law.
If you don't enforce it, just the president coming out and speaking clearly about their guidance. And we really encourage every state to shut it down, not to come out and say, I'm going to leave it up to the governor.
Do you think there are people who are not aware that the president and Fauci and Birx and everybody wants you to stay inside your home?
Did you hear the Georgia governor yesterday? He just found out coronavirus can spread if you're asymptomatic. I mean, states that haven't shut down, the people there have no idea.
He's a little behind the general news cycle.
Correct. I mean, and why? Because there's no leadership from the top.
Oh, my Lord.
I'll tell you how we'll enforce it. Space Force.
I think it seems like... What percentage of the country do you think are following the guidelines?
80%.
That's it?
Yeah.
No way. I think it's much higher. I think you have, as you always do in every situation, you have some people who are not so smart, completely irresponsible, that continue to gather in groups, go to parties, go to some sort. We're going to get to the dumbest of the day in a minute. I think some of the very religious leaders in that section of the world are being irresponsible.
Well, there are congregants that are all flocking to those churches and those services.
You're right.
You think everybody in the country watches the Super Bowl, right? It's the Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
50% of the country watches it. The other 50% don't watch it. So when you think everybody's doing something, they're not.
No, but I don't think that simply the government, the federal government saying you're ordered to stay at home is going to keep those who aren't going to do it from doing it. I mean, there are people, believe it or not, Ken Jong-un, there are people who feel very strongly about their individual rights and freedoms that have existed for a couple hundred plus years in this country.
Well, this is where a government is needed to advise people there's a public health emergency and your rights need to be pushed aside for the greater good at this time and give a clear message. Instead, they're just like, it'll wash through. It washes through.
That's not the American way.
Here's a text that says 774 text. I go to work every day and it looks exactly like a normal day. I don't see that. I don't see the
normal.
in the city of Boston or on the Pike. I don't see.
It's not. It's definitely not normal.
It's not.
There's still volume, but it's not anywhere near normal. I had to run in there to pick up audio cables yesterday, and it took me 28 minutes from my house. It doesn't even take me 28 minutes at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No.
I saw one car on the Pike today, Greg, when I drove over it.
Yeah.
One
car.
A car going westbound.
A car.
That's it. A car, let alone multiple cars.
That would need a car rack.
Massachusetts. Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. There is no normal right now. But, hey, listen, Georgia, if somebody dies and you guys all want to go to his funeral and then that town becomes the hot spot of Georgia with coronavirus, rock on.
And you know the list we're assembling that starts with the new normal?
Yes.
When it comes to words and phrases that mm-hmm. people need to stop using
yes.
immediately, can we add unprecedented
yes.
to that, please?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
It's being used at an unprecedented rate.
Like, we've never seen anything like it before.
Here's a complaint.
Very unique.
Here's a complaint from somebody who says, I am an essential employee, 978 texter, on my way to work right now, and I just saw a woman coming out of Dunkin' Donuts with 3 boxes of Joe and 2 dozen donuts. Where the H-E double hockey sticks is she going? I don't know.
With other essential employees that need breakfast.
Well, but she also can't feed her kids. What, she got the kids at home? The family not allowed to get a couple dozen?
Jack up her kids on a box of Joe apiece and a dozen donuts?
Yeah, maybe she is. Maybe she ran out of cereal, oatmeal, pancake batter. I don't know.
We're now narking on people for their dunk
order? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I got one coming to me right now. You going to nark on them?
That's what it comes to, has come to, is people are narking other people out. I'm like, Ken is going to, if I have 3 dear friends that want to get together and stay 6 feet apart and have dinner, Ken's going to report me to 911.
Well, you threw Max Lane under the bus.
Hello, Leonard.
Hello.
What's up, Leonard?
How you doing, guys?
What's
Hi,
up,
Danielle.
What's going on?
I just wanted to say that, Mr. Curtis, that the president can lock down the country under the Patriot Act.
Well, he could. If he wants to, he could institute martial law. I mean, he could do it. I don't think it's necessary. It's going to, listen. You're never going to get 100% participation in everything. It's human nature.
Interstate travel is as big of a concern. Aren't you worried that Massachusetts, we do as good of a job here as we can? Baker, it wasn't perfect, but he at least did it. He got in early, right, with the shutdown, somewhat compared to these other states.
Yeah.
And then everybody else has their wave later, and these people are traveling to the Northeast. You know, New Yorkers, Floridians, Texans. Aren't you concerned about that?
Ken, how long are you going to put these kinds of things in place? Like, you don't think that at some point we have to allow people to travel to other states?
Well, that's the point. If we all do it now, we can all get back to doing that sooner.
Until there is a vaccine, you're going to have the same. You're minimizing what can happen with social distancing, and it seems like it's working, right? I listen to the experts, Fauci and Birx. That's working.
Okay,
if you you brought the tanks in, like this is Tiananmen Square, which is what you want, and did that for 2 weeks, people are still going to go out after the end of 2 weeks.
There's no tanks left. Trump's sending them to the border to worry about the Mexican drug cartels. Yeah. What a show that was.
But Greg, can you explain to me what the logic is behind continuing domestic air travel as scheduled? Like, why are we doing that? Unless there is a medical emergency, you shouldn't need to fly somewhere.
How do you feel about somebody flying to another state to go to a funeral or to visit family when somebody, I mean, I...
Of an emergency.
Oh, okay.
I would
okay,
put that as an emergency. You have to be
with
your family.
Don't you think most the people who are flying for emergency purposes at this point?
I don't know. I see people on the road that don't look like they're driving to an essential job.
Yeah, I see people
look like you with your hat on yesterday.
I see people going for a jog in Newton who get narked out for caring about their physical well-being on the text line.
Yeah. Well, you can't have it both ways. That's why.
Ah.
Hello, Norm. Uh-huh.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Norm?
Hey, listen, you guys talking about interstate travel. I'm up 93 right now near Tilton, New Hampshire. I got a bunch of Massachusetts plates. What are we gonna do about that?
Well,
you guys say you're all locked down. You guys are out of state. What are you talking about?
No, I know. When it comes to states that are trying to keep the mass holes out, I put Maine at the tippity top and then New Hampshire. You people aren't allowing any. There's no kind of interstate chivalry going on here. I mean,
well, Rhode Island tried to shut down New York until they had to fight the governors. That was a great move.
They're still shutting it down. Like they got a little tricky, and I think your President Cuomo hasn't figured it out yet.
Right.
Rhode Island is checking plates that are coming in on their southern border. They're not checking it on the northern border here with Massachusetts.
Older, so. Coming,
Rhode Island's amazing. The Chihuahua that's not afraid of a Doberman.
Yes, no, yeah, they are.
Really?
They
are. And as it pertains to New Hampshire, mass holes need fireworks now more than ever.
Yes,
and we can't go anywhere for our tattoos. What's worse, the home tattoos that are going to come out of this or the home hairstylings? Like sad Wink Martindale over here.
B.
All right. Coming up, if your name starts with a certain letter, then you are most likely to survive and to thrive during this forthcoming or actually here economic recession or depression. So we'll get to that after 7, but right now this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron!
What a dope!
Hey, idiot! Hey, dumbass!
The dumbest!
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am!
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb!
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb!
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses!
People are so dumb.
By the way, Texter says that I am safe hanging out with Max Lane because he could not get within 6 feet of Reggie White.
Bingo.
During the Super Bowl. Oh!
Wow.
He's not even here to defend himself.
Wow.
Super Bowl 31 Burns.
We have listened to everything that was said yesterday and determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
Yes, we go to Ken Laird's home state of Pennsylvania for evangelist Jonathan.
Evangelist Curtis. What's
his name?
We have
the weird pronunciations to Nick, huh?
What is this man of the cloth's name?
I think it's pronounced Pennsylvania Evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth. He shared a video following the arrest of Rodney Howard Brown, a Florida megachurch pastor, about how he is going to hold a Woodstock-like Easter service. A Woodstock-like.
Woodstock-like?
Yes, sir.
Meaning... I assume the volume of people, not the nudity and the drugs.
Question. Well, let's let him explain.
Okay. So, all right, let's hear it.
But we're going to hold an outdoor Easter blowout service, not online, a national gathering. You can come from all over, like Woodstock, and we're going to gather and lift up Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed that Dr. Rodney got arrested. I'm ashamed that when they wanted to arrest preachers for having church in an entire state, there was only one to come for.
Gotta be kidding me.
Seems a little irresponsible.
Right?
No.
Thousands of people gathering. Although it's going to be outside. Is that going to be okay?
Can a good Jesus-fearing American not gather with his friends for the sake of ham and rising for the Christ?
Are they going to shut this down? They probably should. They can use the
old... No, it's America. Well,
they can probably use the old you don't have a permit kind of thing. Even I do not think that's responsible. You can't get thousands of God-fearing people together on a hill to watch the sunrise during these times.
I'm on board with this. The same way that we've talked about if you get the test for the antibodies and you were to carry a card around like they will in Germany saying, I have tested negative for corona and I have the antibodies. If you choose to have a public gathering, that's fine. You waive your right for health care. Don't clog up an ICU if you want to get together on the hill and break bread and hunt for Easter eggs together in the name of the Lord. Knock it off.
All right. Well, that is indeed the dumbest of the day here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI. Coming up at 7:30, it's the news with Danielle, and we will discover why an Australian man dressed as Barney the Dinosaur to break the corona quarantine rules. And also during the news, the future of our space dominance may depend on urine. So we will get to that.
All right.
And other things. I will remind you that at 7:30 this morning, it's Brady Week, which is brought to you by Sam Adams. And we are giving away an autographed Tom Brady Patriots jersey at 7:30 on this morning show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.